Look, I know we just went through tax season. That involved a lot of numbers to crunch, but we've got even more that you probably need to think about, and maybe might not require all that much thinking, but it's an important number to think about anyway. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us now about retirement numbers and what the significance is of your personal retirement number. It's not the same across the board, right?
It is not, because, you know, just imagine that everybody would walk into a doctor's office and say, hey, doc, am I happy and healthy, on course to live a happy, healthy life? And the doctor would be like, okay, well, let's do some tests. We need to do some tests. But you know what? The good news is you don't have to take your clothes off for this one. This is easy. It's just numbers, right? So here's the thing. When we talk about any financial planning issue, I think the hardest part is actually sort of the simplest part, but it's still hard. And that is, how much money are you spending right now? And the reason why that's hard is that it kind of brings up a lot of your emotional stuff around like spending, or you're spending, your spouse is spending. But I'd like you to push through that, because without this number, it is very difficult for us to think about how you can move forward in reaching a retirement goal, or mostly any financial planning goal. So the first step, calculate how much money you spend on a monthly basis.
Okay. Now, is it important to think of these numbers earlier on in your life, say when you're in your 30s or your 40s? Or, I mean, the number is going to change as you grow older, right?
I would love it if everybody was not obsessive about it, but like treat it as if it were your annual checkup. So if you're getting your first job, okay, the coolest thing in the world would be if you said, okay, here's how much money I'm spending, and you start this process, because it will help you begin the process of seeing how little dollars in the early parts of your life can add up to huge numbers in the future. So what we really want people to do is try to run these numbers early on, when they have the biggest chance to influence the outcome. Because look, a lot of people who are running these numbers in their 30s, they're coming onto my podcast and my radio show, and they're saying, hey, how can I have a chance of doing something different 20 years from now? So they're not saying retirement, but they're saying, I'm working my tush off right now, and I really want to see a way that I can do something more fun for, say, my 55 to 75 year lifespan, you know? And so I think that when you run these numbers, the cool thing is it just starts to lay out options for you. And that's when we feel more in control.
Fantastic. Now, what do some of these options look like down the line? Are we getting sort of an average number that we should be aiming towards at this point?
Well, you know, everybody wants that average number, and there is no average number, okay? So what I can tell you is that people who are saving for retirement now are saving and at, you know, a different according to their ability to do so. But a lot of their saving and their ability to bring forward what they need has to do with, is there a retirement plan at work available? Do I have a job that has a pension? Do I have five kids, or do I have one kid? You know, all these things make a huge difference. So I would really try to stay away from a number for like a generalized number, and instead focus on what you can do today to improve your financial condition. By the way, it doesn't have to happen all at once, gang. Small steps consistently, those small steps consistently executed can really make a huge difference.
That's awesome. Yeah, because what you put in now, down the line, that should invest and grow over time, or at least it provide some sort of cushion down the line for things that we might not even know about or are going to be a concern today.
That's right. And I also like to remind people that as much as you think you know what you need, your life is going to change. And for those of you who are listening to this and saying, well, I'm never, ever going to retire, I'm just going to work forever, that's my retirement plan, be careful, because I'll tell you what, you may not be able to physically be able to do the things you were doing. And, you know, when you say, I want to work forever, that is predicated on someone wanting to keep you in your job forever. And that's, as many people find out into their, you know, sort of mid to late 50s, that's not a foregone conclusion. So I'm always nervous about counting on that. And if you really do want to try to make a difference, until something changes dramatically in our retirement system, it's up to us to do this.
Bingo. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us with all the tips you need to know ahead of your retirement, and any help in retirement planning. It helps. It goes a long way. Jill, thank you so much.
Take care.